information you can find anywhere. Listen to UNMIL Radio.
This is UNMIL Radio. The time is 1 o'clock.
This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News, I'm Yede Allison. First, the headlines. National Elections Commission assures that the runoff date remains on course. National Youth Movement for Transparent Elections holds Youth Peace Conference on Rule of Law. And the new leader of South Africa's governing African National Congress pledges to fight corruption. Those were the headlines. Now the news in detail. The National Elections Commission has assured that the runoff election between the ruling Unity Party and the Opposition Coalition for Democratic Change will go on as planned December 26. Addressing a press conference Wednesday in Monrovia, the commission's chairman, Councillor Jerome Kokoya, said moving voter materials to centres around the country is expected to be completed by this Friday, December 22nd. The NEC boss further said the cleaning up of the final voter's roll and its subsequent publication throughout the country as mandated by the Supreme Court recently will also be completed by that date, well in time for Tuesday's runoff. Chairman Jerome Kokoya thanked ECOWAS for its help in cleaning up the FRR and UNMIL for helping to airlift voting materials across the country.
The runoff elections, as you know, is on the 26th of December. Campaign started and will be ending on the 24th of December. Since the start of campaign, we have received no incident report, so everything is going on fine. The date remains the same. All of our sensitive materials deploy. Training of our poll workers is now in the final stages, and we again want to appeal to all of those who will be inconvenienced to bear with the commission and make this sacrifice in the interest of sustaining our democracy.
NEC Chairman Jerome Kokoya. Meanwhile, the chairman of the National Elections Commission has revealed that the publication of duplicated voters' numbers was the fault of the company the commission hired to do the printing. According to Councillor Jerome Kokoya, the company printed one number 2 to 3 times that were taken on the field and shared with different voters with different profiles. The NEC chairman now explains more.
There were originally 488 of those numbers that were shared by voters. These numbers were as a result of printing error from the printing company abroad. That means they printed one number twice or thrice. And these numbers were then taken to field. Voters, although different voters, different in other profiles, share these numbers. So 488 numbers, voter numbers were shared with a little over 900 voters.
Chairman Kokoya later explained what the Commission's technical team and the ECOWAS technical decided to do.
They have a special mark on those voter ID cards that were developed, and so the original number that was shared would then be replaced by the new numbers. And during election day, when any of those voters appear, the mark or the indicator used by the technician would trigger, and then their original card will be retrieved in the new car given them, and they will be allowed to vote.
Councillor Jerome Kokoya spoke Wednesday in Monrovia at the Commission's headquarters, where local and international journalists had gathered for what was previously announced to be a press conference. But after reading his statement, journalists did not have the opportunity to ask questions. The National Youth Movement for Transparent Elections, NAMOT, has held a youth peace symposium on the rule of law and governance in the country. According to the program director Aaron Wiawia, the meeting was intended to educate young people about their roles, rights, and responsibilities as guaranteed within a democracy. Aaron said the peace initiative is also to promote youth participation from an informed perspective as the country faces one of the greatest tests in terms of sustaining and promoting Liberia's democracy.
There has been a level of uncertainty in the country. If you travel across the country, especially amongst young people, you realize that young people have been confused, not knowing what to do. They've been very worried about our democracy and how we are going to actually progress as a nation. So NAMOT as an institution looking far ahead and considering our role previously and even currently in our electoral process, we decided to engage young people to enhance their political participation.
The program director of NAMOT, Aaron Wiawia, the Peace Symposium was funded by the United Nations Development Program through the Peace Building Office. The regional director for the World Organization of the Scout Movement, at the head of a high-level delegation, is in Liberia to participate in the annual general meeting of the Liberia Scout Association. According to a release, Mr. Frederick Kama-Kama, based in Nairobi, Kenya, is expected to deliver a special message from the Secretary General of the World Organization of the Scout Movement, Ahmad Ahendawi, based in Geneva, Switzerland. The former president of the association, Blamosie, will serve as keynote speaker. The annual general meeting of the Liberia Scout Association, which begins in Monrovia, is taking place at the Monrovia Vocational Training Center under the theme Promoting Scouting Through Unity and Progress. During the event that will be attended by more than 50 scout delegates from across Liberia, an election will take place for a new corps of officers for the association. Youth organizations, government officials, and other stakeholders will also be in attendance. The positions to be contested are the president, chief commissioner, and nine-man council. Omisi Johnson is heading the publicity committee of the Scouting Association in Liberia. He now explains more about the event.
The event is an annual general meeting where members of the Liberia Scout Association gather to review the past year activities. Currently, we have with us in Monrovia delegates that have come from the 15 counties. Those delegates are scout delegates, scout commissioners, scout masters from the 15 counties. We have also received the Africa Regional Director, who is based in Kenya, Mr. Frederick T. Kamakama. He oversees the development of scouting. We are very happy that we have our regional director with us in Monrovia.
Omisi Johnson, head of publicity of the Liberia Scout Association annual general meeting. The managing director of the Liberia Electricity Corporation, LEC, has been appointed head of the Transco CLSG Technical Committee. According to a release, Mr. Ernest Hutchins was appointed during the recent meeting of the board of directors in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. The release further said that the Secretary General of the West African Power Pool, as well as board members from the four countries under the WAP, also attended the conference. They are the CLSG, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Liberia's Inspector General of Police, Gregory Coleman, has been nominated to receive the 2017 prestigious Golden Star Award for Distinguished Security Service in West Africa. Let's join Sewa Ba for the rest of this story.
The award, which is the 14th edition, will be conferred on the Liberian Police Inspector General on February 6 to the 9th, 2018, in Kigali, Rwanda. According to an LNP release, a communication addressed to Colonel Gregory Coleman by the Security Watch Africa, the LNP IGP was nominated as the result of a careful assessment of his official and personal drive for the provision of security and safety for the people and businesses of Liberia. The group also stated that the nomination of the Liberia National Police Inspector General is also based on his commitment to security and safety in Liberia through selfless service, innovation, and untiring efforts to ensure safety and security in Liberia. The Security Watch Africa Awards Conference and Exhibition is in line with the drive to provide an international platform to celebrate Africa's best in governance, leadership, security, safety, transport, and environment, and is also aimed at creating a credible forum for networking and sharing of ideas by experts and colleagues. The Golden Star Award brings together heads of governments, heads of government security agencies, security stakeholders, security equipment manufacturers and vendors, international organizations and agencies, and international experts on security and investments. The theme for this year's event is Confronting Land and Maritime Security Challenges in Africa.
Sarah Ba with that report. The news is coming to you from Animal Radio, the official voice of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. The new leader of South Africa's governing African National Congress, ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa, has pledged to fight corruption and pursue a policy of radical economic transformation. For the details of this and other stories, let's join Juma Delu for the foreign news.
Closing the party's conference, he said tackling unemployment and poverty should also be key party policies. Mr. Ramaphosa was elected on Monday to succeed President Jacob Zuma as party leader. He is in a strong position to become president at elections in 2019. He acknowledged that the gathering had approved the seizure of land without compensation, but he cautioned against undermining the economy and food production. The ANC has been under pressure to redress disparities, which mean whites still own most of the land in South Africa more than two decades after the end of apartheid. Peru's President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski has made a last-minute plea on the eve of an appearance before Congress that could remove him from office. In a judicial appeal, he argued that he had been convicted in advance. Kuczynski's opponents want to impeach him for allegedly receiving illegal payments from the Brazilian construction company Odebrecht. Peru's two vice presidents have pledged their support for Mr. Kuczynski, who denies the allegations against him. Correspondents say his chances of survival appear slim. 93 lawmakers have backed an impeachment vote where only 87 votes are needed for it to go ahead. If removed, he'll be the first sitting president to be forced out in the Odebrecht scandal, which has spread through a number of countries in Latin America and beyond. In a televised address, President Kuczynski accused Congress of trying to mount a coup. And finally, President Donald Trump had threatened to cut off financial aid to countries that back a United Nations resolution opposing the recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Earlier this month, Mr. Trump took that step amid international criticism. His comments come ahead of a UN General Assembly vote on a resolution opposing any recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Juma Delu with our foreign news. And now to end the news, a recap of the headlines. The National Elections Commission has assured that the runoff date, December 26, remains on course. The National Youth Movement for Transparent Elections has held a youth peace conference on rule of law in Liberia. And the new leader of South Africa's governing African National Congress has pledged to fight corruption. That's the Unnoradio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Yede Allison. Good afternoon.